Here's another complex business problem: whether business schools are turning out the right kind of leaders. At one time, schools aimed to train a professional class of responsible business people to serve society. But some critics say now B schools are mostly turning out consultants and hedge fund hotshots obsessed with maximizing quarterly profits. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports one of the nation's top business schools is fueling this debate.
Business school professors usually talk about what's wrong and what's right with business. They're experts at critiquing a company's investment strategy, its management model, or its lapses in ethics. But Rakesh Khurana, a professor at the Harvard Business School, wants to talk about what's wrong with business schools, including his own.
If students just take the skills that they've learned in business schools and then just simply go to whoever's paying them the most money, you have not trained professionals. You've basically trained a group of individuals who are willing to sell their skills to the highest bidder.
Khurana's critique is contained in his book From Higher Aims to Hired Hands, which argues that American business schools have drifted away from their original mission.
The original intention of the founding of the university-based business school was to create management as a profession. That is, individuals who would use their skills and capabilities for the benefit of society rather than self-interest.
So what became of that lofty goal? In the first place, Khurana says, business schools never agreed on a body of knowledge that its students should master in the way that medical schools and law schools have done. And he's concerned that MBA training has shifted away from the ideal of responsible business leadership toward a focus on maximizing short-term profits. He cites statistics that show two-thirds of MBAs from elite schools, like Harvard, go into high-paying finance and consulting jobs, whereas 50 years ago, two-thirds went to work for industry that produced goods, services, and middle-class jobs.
This notion of maximization of shareholder value has largely become ingrained in understandings of what the purpose of the corporation is. This model, in many ways, was very different from the socially driven mission that gave rise to the university-based business school in the first place.
During the lunch hour, in an elegant lounge at the Harvard Business School, students are intrigued by Khurana's arguments. Chris Pierce is a second-year student from Michigan who says there is pressure here to pursue financially lucrative careers. But he says it doesn't come from Harvard, but from other students.
People describe this herd mentality here, where you just have a critical mass of people who are going after investment banking or consulting, and because of that, people feel like if they don't choose to go into that industry, they're selling themselves short because they're not making as much money as the other students would be who are going into those industries.
Jens Adenacht, a second-year student from Belgium, agrees. And he says many students feel pressure to go for the big dollars because of the heavy debt they've taken on to get through school.
One of the other reasons why many people go in these finance and consulting careers is because they want to feel that they're in a position where they can actually change something, whereas going into a big Fortune 100 corporation, they may end up in a position where there's a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of layers, and they themselves cannot really move things.
But he says Harvard does a lot to steer students toward other kinds of jobs in industry and nonprofits. But like many here, when he graduates, he'll take a high-paying consulting job at Bain & Company. For his part, Rakesh Khurana believes it's increasingly difficult for many students to live their values through a career in business. And he says this is happening at a time of eroding public trust in business because of scandals from Enron to WorldCom to inflated executive pay to the subprime mortgage crisis.
And when there is low trust in business and when there's low trust in business leaders, we need to ask the question why and what responsibilities do business schools have in improving that trust.
Tough questions and a tough critique that many people in the business school community say are overdue. Many others disagree.
I think he invented the notion the professional school was created to do good.
Edward Roberts is a professor at MIT's Sloan School of Management. He argues that training people to make profits should be the point of business education.
How can you target the purpose of business to do societal benefit unless you first equip the business to be substantially profitable and able to sustain its functioning? So first, it has to be able to do good in a way for itself and its stockholders.
And Kim Clark says business schools have changed for good reason. Clark is a former dean of the Harvard Business School and now the president of Brigham Young University, Idaho. He says business schools are churning out more consultants and investment bankers because the economy now depends on them.
Most companies still do hire MBAs, but if you look at their structure, a lot of those functions have gravitated outside of the corporation into markets and are now done by investment banks, by private equity firms, by consulting firms. And the schools have focused on developing those skills in order to serve those interests.
Maybe so, but Rakesh Khurana says business schools arrived at this point through drift rather than purpose. And he says in the last couple of decades, maximizing shareholder profits has become an overriding value at the expense of responsible business stewardship.
And the most important hope I have for the book is for this to raise a discussion about what is the purpose of business education. Are we equipping our students with the appropriate skills and the appropriate attitudes? If we are educating leaders to benefit society, to what end?
And while some business schools are rising to that challenge, Khurana says too many operate as Wall Street farm clubs instead of educational institutions. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.